2017 is being held as the year of China-Australia tourism, and if latest figures are an indication, it has met the mark. James Pearson from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the influx of spending will have a strong positive effect across industries.
And given the rise of the Chinese middle class and given the increasing numbers of Chinese people who are coming overseas, we want to make sure that as many as possible of them come to Australia. They spend money here. That's a shot in the arm for local businesses. And one of the other exciting things is that increasingly we're seeing Chinese visitors not just be in tour groups but breaking out on their own.
More than 8 million international visitors spent a record $41.2 billion over the 268 million nights they stayed in the 12 months to September. A quarter of that spending was by Chinese tourists. But of those federal government figures, there's no breakdown of how much money is actually going back overseas to foreign companies. Mr. Pearson says the tourism industry provides opportunities for everyone, and it's not unusual for foreign-owned operators to make money from organised tours and accommodation.
Of course, some of the money will go back to the country that they come from, just as some of the money when Australian companies invested abroad come back here. But as an island nation that from its very beginnings as a modern economy has depended so much on foreign capital and on talented people coming from overseas, this is something that we should not be frightened of.
Sydney tour guide Ling Li says Chinese travellers are increasingly shunning organised trips, and her clients are usually older Chinese who are more traditional tourists.
To Chinese people, actually, we are not so enjoy the sunshine. Some people, you know, they use umbrella or the coats to cover, protect from the sunshine. So maybe beach, the second option. Opera house, first option.
A key priority of tourism bodies is not just to boost visitor numbers, but the average person's spending too. Guided tours are one way operators are ensuring that when visitors see the sights, they're also spending money. Rob Peters, a driver at Big Bus Open Roof Tours in Sydney, says the service is popular because it allows visitors to cover a wide territory in a short amount of time.
So if you've got limited time, a lot of people, you know, strangely enough, only come to Sydney for a few days. It's better that you do it on a service like the hop-on and off Big Bus.
Over the past year, Chinese tourist spending has risen by 13%. According to Tourism Australia, the increase can be partly attributed to the increase of direct flights between Australia and China. But with the spotlight on concerns over possible Chinese political interference in Australian politics, there are fears any cooling in bilateral relations could drive Chinese visitors away. But according to China-based tour operators, tourists so far seem to be undeterred. But as most overseas holidays are booked well in advance, they say any impact from political tensions could take months to appear.